Quinn.
Are you going to play?
Nah, I'm not playing this week. Not this week.
You're dark.
How are you feeling, Mike? I mean, as the week is going on, any difference today? Do you see it getting better?
Every day just working, trying to get better. Like I said, the last 2 days, and I'll say it again today, and just trying to take one day at a time. You know, everything is, coming along as planned, so I just can't rush it.
Mike, I don't normally get a chance to cover you guys. Is this something you guys do every week, the tag team, you and Nick?
Nah, but we're going to start. We're about to make this our ritual.
Makes it a little easier.
What does it stick? What should we take away from that?
It's the first time it's ever been done in history. It's the first time it's ever been done. We made history today.
We get along.
We made history today.
Can you talk about, and Nick, feel free to join in as well, but can you talk about your relationship and how it's progressed throughout the offseason all the way up until now?
You want to start?
I'll tell you.
I mean, last year I was a rookie coming in, so obviously I knew who Mike Vick was when I got here, and he was nothing but great to me throughout the whole time and helped me really grow throughout my rookie year. And then obviously, you know, the off season came, and I mean, our friendship just grew. No matter what we were doing, when we're on the field, we have a good time. We push each other, but at the same time, you know, we're talking, we're people, we're humans, so, you know, we have a great relationship when it's not on the field, when we're in there in the locker room. And that's really just, I mean, that's been the most important thing throughout this whole thing, is we support each other, you know, no matter who's playing, you know, no matter what's going on.
So, what have you done this week that maybe you weren't able to do last week or just didn't do?
You know, I just, just came out and tried to push it a little bit, tried to run a little faster. You know, I was able to do that, but, you know, at the same time, you know, don't want to try to push it too much and, you know, just kind of let things happen naturally.
And so, Nick, starting the second consecutive week, what do you need to do better this week from last week?
I think just continue to be efficient. We had a little lull after we scored that first touchdown, and you really just want to keep the ball moving. Obviously, you strive for no bad plays and just being smart with the football, whether it's trying to get the ball downfield or, you know, staying in rhythm, trying to get the ball checked down if they're not giving us anything. Just playing the game smart and just trusting what we do out here in practice and what we do in the film room and then taking that to the field.
What's the most helpful thing you've learned from Michael?
I think I try to emulate his moves a little bit, which causes injuries sometimes. But, had a little rushing touchdown last week, so that was because of watching him. So,
It was all you. See, what people don't know is Nick's very athletic. You know what I mean? You'll start to see it, you know, as time goes on, but, you know, I've always admired the things that he can do. The things that you don't see when we're out in practice, the way he just handles the football, the way he moves around, it translates over when he's out in the field. So don't be surprised when you see him, you know, getting rushing touchdowns and moving a little bit. You know, it's a part of what he do.
But you've been with a lot of other quarterbacks both here. Were you always close to the other quarterbacks or just something?
You know, I always took pride in guys who I was spending a lot of time with, who I was in the film with, who I played with, who was behind me. I always spent a lot of time with those guys and tried to make sure that whenever they was out in the field, they had the best, you know, opportunity, you know, to win. We gave them the best opportunity. And, you know, most of the time they're all gifted, smart, quarterbacks who know how to play the game. And you don't have to give them so much, but, you know, I try to lead by example. You know, if it's ever an opportunity to try to help, in preparation, then I think that's the best thing that we can do because we're all teammates. We're all trying to win the game, and our futures are all bright. So we all want to, make the most of it.
What's it gonna be like for you on Sunday on the sideline, Dallas? You're not being able to play. Are you kind of? How do you kind of control your emotions?
I mean, it's gonna be fun to watch. I mean, I look forward to watching Nick. We, in the film room, we prepare as if, you know, we all going to play, you know, and, you know, we all try to, you know, help one another find things that, you know, can help us, you know, overcome the defense and what they're trying to do. I've had, you know, some great, great battles with the Dallas Cowboys, and they were all fun. And Nick will have an opportunity to go out there this week and experience that, and he'll take full advantage of it.
But being that you didn't have those battles against the Cowboys.
One at a time. Ladies first.
being that you've had those battles in the past, you've got Nick right next to you. What's your advice to him?
for the Cowboys game, specifically on Sunday, playing that team?
Just play the way you know how to play. You know, Nick is not going to go out there and try to do anything different. He understands what Coach Kelly wants to do. He understands what the game plan is. You know, we just had a great practice, and we just finished up very strong with the clutch period, and finished with a great drive. So, you know, don't do anything different. Don't try to do too much, and go out there and have fun.
You're serious. You're not playing this game.
I don't even know how to answer that question.
It's my turn. Alright? He said ladies first, alright?
Oh, that's right.
I'm not gonna answer. I can stand back here and just try to be patient. Mikey, you guys probably hear all the talk. If Nick has a good game this week, he should be the starting quarterback. Number one, how awkward is it for you, Nick, hear the stuff going on, and for you, Michael, to kind of hear that stuff going on, that he should be the guy if he has another good game.
You want me to take first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, even. I think that questions are asked, and that's the one thing that Mike and I, we don't worry about it. You know, I respect Mike with everything I have. I love Mike. You know, we have a great relationship, and we don't worry about that. We know the most important thing is for the Philadelphia Eagles to win. No matter who's at quarterback, we're going to support each other. When Mike's out, I love watching. When he comes to the sideline, I'm going to be there, you know, talking to him. He does the same for me. And we can't worry about that. That's what, you know, messes up friendships. And that's not what it's about. You know, we want to keep this friendship for as long as we live. So we don't worry about that. And I'll let Mike finish. I just want to break it up a little bit.
Regardless of you know, what happens, you know, it's all about rooting for one another. This is a fun game. You know, you can't have animosity towards a teammate because, you know, of the way he plays or what people want or what they, you know, what they feel. You know, we understand. We know how hard it is to play this game. And, you know, you heard Peyton Manning say last week, this game is not easy. So we're going to always root for one another and always try to be there for one another. And whatever comes out of it is going to be all good for the both of us. And we appreciate that. We appreciate the opportunity to play this game. Like I said, our friendship has grown over the years. You know, I love Nick, like he said. You know, the friendship is there, and it won't go anywhere regardless of what. And, you know, we're just going to keep trying to win football games, and that's what's most important for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Has Chip,
you can't cut me off.
Has Chip communicated that, you know, after this week, what factors are going to go into his decision and how he's going to decide which one of you kind of is the guy going forward once Mike's healthy?
We can't look that far down the road. We got to take care of what we have to take care of this week. You know, I'm working to try to get myself back to 100%. And to then, Nick is the quarterback of this football team, and that's where we stand.
Hey, Mike, what was it like 2010 when you were on the other side of this as the backup, and you didn't know how long your starting time would be at that point?
I mean, it was an exciting time for me. You know, after coming out of prison and having an opportunity to come back and play. Why don't you come join this press house? Come on.
Come on.
Pretty sure I'm gonna ask you some questions, and I'll conclude with you in a second. But in 2010, when I had the opportunity to come to play, I mean, it was everything that I wanted, everything that I dreamed of. And you know, the way it happened, it was what it was. You know, I didn't think I was gonna, you know, be the starter for the rest of the season, but you know, that was the way the good Lord, you know, had it all planned out. And I never questioned it. Me and Kev made the most of it. Me and Kev are still great friends to this day. And, you know, we all had a lot of success, you know, along the way. So, you know, that's what it's all about.
Did anyone have
a question? Maybe you could win the job if you played well enough when you're in that spot and you're in there and the guy's injured. You step in.
I see. I don't know.
Was that a thought that crossed your mind, though, that, hey, if you played well enough, you could win the job?
Honestly, at the time, no. You know, when I went out there in the first game and played, you know, I just went out there to try to help the team win. That's all I could think about. The next week, I wanted to play well enough to win, and that's all I could think about. And, you know, I was kind of surprised when I got a starting job, but I never questioned my coaches. I never questioned anything that happens in my life.
Mike, did going through that give you the perspective that you have now, being on the other side of it?
I mean, well, I understand the nature of this business. I understand how things go. But, you know, the thing is, you know, I'm very confident in myself. I'm very confident in what I can do. When I'm needed, I'm going to be there. And you know, that's the bottom line. And I'm going to continue to keep working. You know, and we all three of us have to have the mindset that we're the starting quarterbacks for this team, because you don't know what's going to happen.
Two more questions, guys. Two more.
Kind of feel like part of you kind of feels that, like, not only are you trying to get, you know, show as much as you can, you know, for this season, but maybe, like, for the future as well. I mean, does that enter at all?
No. I'm not trying to do anything. I'm trying to play. I want to win the game as a team. And I think you just play this game, you got to play for the right reasons. I play to help my teammates, to be a team player. And the quarterback is the reason I'm sure Mike, too, we started playing quarterback. We wanted the ball in our hand every time. We want to be the one who had to make the decisions and help our teams win no matter what. And that's all I think about. Whatever's best for this team and being a great teammate. The future will take, the good Lord will take care of that. And I don't worry about that. I just worry about what I can control today. And that's how I live my life.
Nick, as a college sophomore, do you remember watching the Nick Cobb thing? And how was that playing out in your dorm room?
A little bit. I honestly didn't watch too much TV. I didn't watch too many sports. I was pretty busy. You know, I was always active, you know, studying film, doing something. I just never really turned on TV. I knew about it, but it wasn't one of those things that I honestly didn't ask my parents. My dad used to get on me all the time as a kid. I didn't watch that many sports. I just love playing them. I love being outside doing stuff, and that's just the honest truth.
Is this the other thing better than solo?
Yeah, I think we're going to do it like this every week.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier.
Pretty sure y'all going to talk to the both of us anyway.